This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Next week, hearings begin in a lawsuit brought by the city of Dover that challenges how the state pays for public schools. It's the latest in a long line of high-profile cases that has put the branches of New Hampshire's government at odds. Joining me now to talk about the case and how it fits into the history is NHPR's Jason Moon. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Rick.
So, Jason, this latest challenge to the state's formula for paying school districts comes from the city of Dover. What exactly are they arguing?
Well, actually, to understand what they're arguing, you have to kind of back up and explain how New Hampshire pays for public schools in the first place. Mm-hmm. So school districts are funded by local property taxes, a little bit of federal money, and then through these grants from the state. And the state has a formula to determine how much it's going to send to each district. It's largely based on the number of students. The only thing is that for the last several years, the legislature hasn't actually paid school districts the way its own formula says it should. And that's because the legislature put a cap on how much a school district's grant could increase from one year to the next.
Okay, so what exactly is the case in Dover?
So what's happening in Dover and about 40 other districts is that they've been growing faster than the cap allows for. And that's what this lawsuit's all about. Dover has been missing out on state money that they would have received if not for the cap. Over the last several years, they say it's cost them almost $14 million. And they're arguing that that amounts to a failure by the state to fulfill its constitutional duty to provide an adequate education for children. Now, it's worth noting that the cap is set to rise next school year and then be totally removed the following year. But Dover wants a permanent solution. They want the cap to go away and to never come back. And, of course, they want that $14 million the cap has cost them.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so, Jason, what does the state have to say about all this? I assume they see things a little differently.
Well, that's actually where it gets kind of interesting. So last year, the New Hampshire Attorney General said to Dover, you're right, the cap is unconstitutional. And so they're not going to defend that in court. But remember, Dover also wants the back pay for all those years it was shortchanged by the capped state payments. And when it comes to that issue, the AG says, you know, not so fast. First of all, they say the money Dover is claiming is theirs never existed. The state only collects as much money as it needed to pay school districts with the cap figured in. So the AG is saying, look, we never had the money, so you can't sue us for it. And they're also arguing that when Dover accepted all those payments with the cap in place, they sort of waived their right to challenge it now. It's sort of, you know, you didn't complain then, so too late.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Attorney General will be defending a portion of the lawsuit, but I gather that's not the end of the story, is it?
Right. So just to make things a little more interesting, there's actually three parties in the case. So when the AG announced last year it wouldn't be defending the cap, lawyers for the House and Senate Republican leadership stepped in and said, you know, wait a minute, this cap was a law and it was passed by the people's representatives. It should at least be defended in court. And, of course, this is where some politics get injected in. You know, the Attorney General is appointed by Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan. And, of course, the House and Senate are controlled by Republicans. So you can see what starts as a lawsuit over education spending can quickly become a sort of turf war between the branches of government. And that really is, in some ways, the legacy of these so-called Claremont decisions that this case comes from.
And these decisions go back decades now, really.
Exactly. Lawmakers spent, you know, much of the 90s and 2000s fighting with the Supreme Court over its rulings in those cases, which are named for the town that originally sued over a school funding system. And those cases are what originally established that the state has to pay for local schools at all. The issue has been quieter the last several years, but certainly this case has the potential to kind of stoke those embers. It's also worth pointing out that the lawyer representing Dover in this case, Andrew Valensky, is that same lawyer who represented Claremont in those cases. He also happens to be running for executive counsel this year.
And as you said, this issue becomes political.
Exactly.
So, okay, Jason, the hearing is next Friday. Any idea on when we might see a ruling here?
Well, the hearing process itself will probably only take a day since this is just a legal matter and there's no witnesses that are going to be called. Then the judge, Brian Tucker, will have, you know, a few months to make his ruling. And depending on how he rules, it could be a fairly significant political issue come late summer.
Okay. Well, we'll be watching for it. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
NHPR's Jason Moon. And this is Morning Edition on NHPR.